Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend, we prepare for the 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time and also for the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And with that, we just want to dedicate our program today to our Blessed Mother Mary, who intercedes for us and who has been there time and time again for us to help us with all things that are good, all things that are focused on Jesus Christ, because that is what our Blessed Mother does. She brings us closer to our Lord Jesus, one step closer to our Father in heaven. And with that, my friends, let's begin our program with our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions at this time? Check. And if you've answered yes to the four questions, then we are ready to engage in the Word of God. Our first reading today is from the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verses 1 through 10. And here it is. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth of Mamre, as he sat in the entrance of his tent, while the day was growing hot. Looking up, Abraham saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them. And bowing to the ground, he said, "Sir, if I may ask you this favor, please do not go on past your servant. Let some water be brought, that you may bathe your feet, and then rest yourselves under the tree. Now that you have come this close to your servant, let me bring you a little food, that you may refresh yourselves, and afterward you may go on your way." The men replied, "Very well, do as you have said." Abraham hastened into the tent and told Sarah, "Quick, three measures of fine flour, knead it and make rolls." He ran to the herd, picked out a tender, choice steer, and gave it to a servant, who quickly prepared it. Then Abraham got some curds and milk, as well as the steer that had been prepared, and set these before the three men, and he waited on them under the tree while they ate. They asked Abraham, "Where is your wife Sarah?" He replied, "There in the tent." One of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will then have a son." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Genesis today, my friends, we see the blessings of a son coming to Abraham and Sarah. We see the humility before God, the humility before men of Abraham as a servant to these three gentlemen. And Abraham was a special individual who was known to be a friend to God. And with that, you and I, my friends, should have a goal on the table to be a friend to God, to be in friendship with God. And it's powerful to be known as a friend to God, as Abraham was. And I want to share with you a scripture from the book of Sirach about true friendship. And when you think about it, I want you to think about you and God and your relationship with God. A kind mouth multiplies friends, and gracious lips prompt friendly greetings. Let your acquaintances be many, but one in a thousand your confidant. When you gain a friend, first test him, and be not too ready to trust him. For one sort of a friend is a friend when it suits him, but he will not be with you in time of distress. Another is a friend who becomes an enemy and tells of the quarrel to your shame. Another is a friend, a boon companion, who will not be with you when sorrow comes. When things go well, he is your other self and lords it over your servants. But if you are brought low, he turns against you and avoids meeting you. Keep away from your enemies and be on guard with your friends. A faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He who finds one finds a treasure. A faithful friend is beyond price. No sum can balance his worth. A faithful friend is a life-saving remedy, such as he who fears God finds. For he who fears God behaves accordingly, and his friend will be like himself. Very powerful piece of scripture from the book of Sirach to complement our scripture within Genesis, because we're talking about the relationship between Abraham and God. And God blessed him and blessed Sarah with a son for the good work he did as a servant to God. And once again, he was known to be a true friend of God's. And it's powerful. And that's one of the goals for you and I, my friends, to be in friendship with God, to not be an enemy, and to not only, you know, pray to God when we need something, but to be there day in and day out, to be in conversation with God, to acknowledge him in all things, to strive to please God in the works that we do in our family life, our friendships, community service, church service, in our work. It's all important. But are you and I, my friends, friends with God, or do we only reach out when we need something? Think about it. Is he last on the list, an obligation, or is God very important to us, placing him number one on the list, higher priority, where we are acknowledging him in all things? And this is important, my friends. And if you need to make changes, do it today. Don't wait. Learn from the scriptures, the holy word of God, through the book of Genesis, the book of Sirach, and acknowledge God in all things. Strive to raise the standards in friendship with God, and it's powerful. Let's go to our second reading, which is from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. And here it is, from the voice of St. Paul. Brothers and sisters, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister, in accordance with God's stewardship given to me, to bring to completion for you the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past. But now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the second reading today from St. Paul to the Colossians, we see St. Paul referring to the Lord Jesus Christ as his body, which is the church, of which he is a minister. He refers to the Lord as the church itself, and that he is to bring to completion for us the word of God, which is a mystery hidden from all ages, all generations past. And so the holy word of God to be brought to completion. St. Paul gives us a great message here, because today we see people ignoring the word of God, putting it aside, not relying on it for decision making. The removal of God's word since 1962 in our schools, that removal of prayer many, many years ago. When you think about it, my friends, 60 years ago, we have work to do to reinstate God's word into our society. Where is it that it has been removed in your circle, in your life? Wherever you go, is God's word prominent? Is it respected? Is it reverenced? Or is it a closed book with dust on it? Where is it in your home, in your life? Is God's word part of your life? I want you to think about that, my friends, because God brings like-minded people together. And today here at Holy Spirit Radio, we're referring to, you know, the completion of the word of God by St. Paul. We want to incorporate the word of God and then to live it out as we are called to do. And at some of the Marian shrines, one of the messages by our Blessed Mother is that we should read scripture every day, just a few scriptures, and then live it out. And that we should pray for peace within our hearts so that we can share that peace with other people, which is so important. But in the word from St. Paul to the Colossians today, he says, but now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, the hope for glory. So God has given us, you know, something special. And St. Paul refers to it as his holy ones, the people who are lined up with what God says to do and avoiding what he says not to do. The people who are in friendship with God, like Abraham, father of all nations. It's powerful. And this is the zone that you and I want to be in, my friends. We want to, you know, rely on the holy word of God and see it bear fruit in the lives of many. First and foremost, my life, your life, the lives of our children and grandchildren. We want to see it lived out as God meant it to be. And this is one of the objectives for all of us as we get closer to our Lord in that spiritual journey, that faith journey, which is so important. And the word goes on to say, it is He whom we proclaim, referring to Jesus, admonishing everyone, teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. So we are called to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that is the mission here at Holy Spirit Radio. And individually, you and I need to do the same in our circles, wherever we go, at the kitchen table, at a meal with our children and families. Are we doing that, my friends, or are we reluctant to proclaim Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Are we reluctant to do it? Are we embarrassed to do it? Or do we have great zeal and enthusiasm, great power from the Holy Spirit calling us to proclaim Jesus in the circles that you and I walk in and day out? This, my friends, is a very important message, once again, coming from St. Paul to the Colossians. Let's go to our gospel reading now. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. And here it is. Jesus entered a village when a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary, who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Luke today, we hear the story of Martha and Mary. And it's a very important story because you and I, my friends, can be out there like Martha, anxious and worried about many things, preparing many things for other people. But the Lord states it clearly here that Mary has chosen the better part. As she sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak, imagine having the opportunity to sit at the foot of our Lord Jesus Christ and to hear him share the love of God the Father, to share his word coming down from the Father and giving us hope and vision into the future. And the Lord said, you know, once again, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things." Is that you and me, my friend, sometimes? What can we do to be less anxious, less worried? Most things that people worry about never come to fruition. We have to think about that, my friends, because this is an important message, once again, coming from the Gospel of Luke. And we are being told here to take it slow, to calm down, to relax, and to focus on listening to Jesus, listening to the Word of God. listening to those proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is an opportunity to bring peace into our hearts, the love of God into our hearts and minds through the Word of God. And my friends, you and I need to take a look at how our day is going and to slow down and to kick back a little bit and to take stock of ourselves with respect to our relationship with God. Is it growing, stagnating, or regressing? Are we so busy that we miss the precious moment, the precious present, the wonderful blessing that has come our way? Have we missed it because we are anxious or worried about certain things? God's telling us here in the Gospel of Luke to take a look at your day, your week, and do you need to slow down a little bit? It can happen to all of us because that's the culture, the society we live in. We're very, very busy with work and school and children's activities and sports and community service and all kinds of things that come up both in and out of the home. But God wants us to slow down. I remember many years ago being stretched out and spread thin doing work for many organizations in the pro-life community, family life community, and bringing meals to the homebounds and prison ministry and radio and cable TV. And one day I was getting burnt out. And God spoke to me in my heart. He said, your blessing has become your burden. The thing you love the most, you are now burnt out of. And God wants us to avoid that, to remain in balance, where we are at peace with God, at peace with other people in our relationships, where we have balance between family life and work, family life and community service, family life and sports, where we don't lose family life to other things, but we maintain it. And it continues to grow in a positive direction. But we do it that way because it's a product of being in balance, where we don't have burnout. We are not bored out of our minds. We are not impatient, but we are patient. We are considerate, understanding, and we are generous and tolerant. And we work to strive to maintain that status quo with the people we meet with, the people we help. And God calls us, once again, to be like Mary, to sit beside the Lord at his feet, which takes a lot of humility. Do you lack humility, my friends? Are you filled with ego and pride, territorialism? Or do you have that humility of Mary in this story of Martha and Mary, to sit at the foot of our Lord? I remember going to bring meals to a gentleman for 6 years every Friday over in Bristol, Pennsylvania, Chad Lindsay, and after leaving Chad's home, I'd go to St. Mark's Church in Bristol. And there was a beautiful crucifix there. It's still there in the back of the church with a kneeler at the foot of the cross. And it's a huge crucifix with the Lord Jesus and his feet right above the kneeler. So you can rest your head upon the feet of our Lord and truly meditate and focus in prayer to our Lord Jesus Christ. Went in there many, many times and enjoyed the moment, the precious present. And God calls us to have humility, to rest our heads at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. He calls us to do it often so we maintain the peace of God. And then we can share that peace with our loved ones, with our neighbors, the people we know and the people we don't even know who God refers to as our neighbors, to love our neighbors as ourselves. And it's powerful. This is an important message today, my friends. And as we close out the show, recently I did a wake service as a newly ordained deacon over in Trenton, New Jersey, and had the privilege of lifting up the family, the friends, the acquaintances of this gentleman, and bringing the love of God into the hearts and minds of the people who were there to pay respects to this gentleman who had passed away at 58 years old. And it was a tremendous opportunity to once again bring humility into an environment that required love and passion and zeal and enthusiasm and the love of God into the hearts of people who were saddened by the loss of a loved one. And I thank God right now for the opportunity to do that. And if it weren't for the relationship with God, to try and maintain a friendship with God, opportunities like that would never come about for me and for many. So my friends, as we close out the show, I ask you now to do the best that you can do to bring the love of God into the hearts and minds of other people, to rest in the Spirit at the foot of the cross, and to lift up yourself through the Holy Spirit, through our Lord Jesus Christ, and through our Father in heaven. I challenge you this week to raise the standards, my friends, in being the best true friend that you can be to God and to other people. My friends, that's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be with you here at Holy Spirit Radio. And we'll see you next time here on our program, Clear for Takeoff. Have a great day, a good weekend. God bless you, and may the Blessed Mother protect you. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.